You're listening to Counselor Corner, the mental illness podcast for Havelina a Nation, here to help you grow, heal, and thrive.
Hey guys, welcome back to Counselor Corner, the mental wellness podcast for Havelina Nation. My name is Kristen.
And I'm Terry.
And we're two professional counselors at Student Health and Wellness here today to just talk to you guys about some common things that we hear going on, share some stories about ourselves, and hoping that you guys have a wonderful Thanksgiving break, whatever it looks like.
All right, well, let's talk about our weekend. How was your weekend?
Oh, my weekend was awesome. Have you ever heard of Matt Matthews? He's a comedian.
No.
So he's hilarious and a little unorthodox, but it was a blast. I had a great time. My friend invited me. It was at the Lena Auditorium. He has a Netflix show, and yeah, I don't know if you've ever, you've probably seen him on like reels and stuff, but he has like chickens. He's always fighting with his farm animals. But anyway,
oh my gosh,
he's hilarious. So I did that, and I just kind of caught up on my laundry and just relax, because you know how it's been for us too, the end of the semester, just trying to wind down with all the craziness. But yeah, how was your weekend, Terry?
Well, I just celebrated a birthday.
You did.
No, just
victory. Oh,
but and it was a very relaxing time. Any like to know me is to know I love Christmas movies. So
this is true.
I started watching Christmas movies. I never stopped. How about that? So that's kind of what I did. I watched Christmas movies. I bought me a nice steak dinner from what is it?
Kingsville Steakhouse?
Yes.
That was that your first time?
Second time?
My
second time.
What'd you think?
It was good. Yeah. It was good. This is not an advertisement, but they are good.
Kingsville Steakhouse on 14th Street. Can try them.
What else? I did a few care packages for homeless people.
That's awesome.
I've seen like two, but after I did it, now I don't see anyone. I don't know where they are.
Yeah.
I mean, not saying that they have to be, you know.
Yeah.
Visible. I don't know. Okay.
There's a couple of people that I've seen, whether it be like HEB, downtown, that area. Mm-hmm. Some on the highway is really unfortunate, especially a reminder now with the holidays. But that's really awesome that you were... you made something for them, Terry. What'd you put in there?
Oh my gosh, I racked up, and I got a bunch of snacks,
nice.
Some goodies, some with protein, some chocolate, because who don't want sweets? A little soda, because who don't want a little fizz? A little pop fizz. Water, a water bottle, and a backpack, but I didn't know if the backpack was needed or not. But I mean, I got it anyway to put everything in, to just hand it all at once.
Yeah, that's so awesome.
Yeah,
and the gift of giving, even though it is, of course, to give to other people, but it really does something for us too when we are able to give back. And you're clearly blessed. You celebrated another year of life, and you wanted to bless others, and that's beautiful.
Yeah, you know, that's one. That's the point of the season, and two, I just feel like, you know, I've been given time on this earth. Might as well use it to bring other people joy. At least crack a smile or something.
Mm-hmm.
I do need to write a joke and put it inside a little dad joke.
A little dad like, joke.
This lady is corny. Get her out of here.
Aw.
But
awesome. Sounds like we both had great weekends.
Yeah, and now we're back to work on this lovely day.
Monday.
Well, you'll be listening to it to be Tuesday. I have been hearing a lot of my students starting finals or getting prepared to take finals or final projects. Mm-hmm. What about you?
Oh, yeah. That's all. I mean, it's the end of the semester. I always say that the light is that there at the end of the tunnel. You're so close yet so far. But yeah, I hear that too. It's time. What do I say? You're getting the nitty gritty of the semester.
Right. and studying, being stressed. Mm-hmm. What are some tools that you're actually still in school? Oh my gosh, I forgot. Yeah. So what are some tools that you use to help wrap up the school year and not be so strict? Like, do y'all have finals?
Oh yeah. Well, okay. So we do, like, for our doctoral program, we do some presentations. My group and I just did 2 presentations back to back. We have classes weekly. I had to take it easy this weekend, so I did have the comedy show. But being real with myself, I just wanted to stay home the rest of the weekend and just catch up on sleep. I took a long nap. And just a reminder for us to listen to our bodies, especially when we're, you know, trying to go, go, go. And we just need to take time to slow down and really, you know, listen to ourselves and what we need. So that's how I do it. I take rest as I need to, breaks.
I'm trying to remember. I've been out of school for a little minute now. you know, it's funny. I actually have a little story, if you don't mind mm-hmm. me sharing. I just want to stay heavy on what you said about paying attention to our body. So one time in, what was it? Grad school, I think. Yeah, I missed my midterm. I know we're talking about finals, but just saying in general. And I didn't even know. I was just so stressed out. But what I did was I took a minute. I took a deep breath. And I said, you know what? I'm just going to reach out to the professor, because my grandma used to always say, the worst they can say is no.
Mm-hmm.
That's all true. They can say is no. So I reached out. And he gave me an extension. Mind you all, I had a week to do the midterm. I don't know what happened. But I knew then that I was like, I have to start pacing myself. Because, like, I was working a full-time job, which, like, many of our students do. They work full-time or part-time mm-hmm. in different organizations and going to class full-time. So it's a lot. And sometimes we slip up and miss something that's mm-hmm. you have a whole week to do.
Yeah, we wouldn't be human if we didn't.
Right. So I took that as a learning lesson, and now I take it easy, and I write everything out. I put it in my planner or on my phone's calendar, because that's easy for me than carrying around a planner, and make sure, you know, after I made sure my assignments were turned in. So, like, my finals and everything was complete. And I studied and I made time. So, mm-hmm. just making time to study, rest, enjoy life. So, whether it be watching Christmas movies or taking a long nap. Just, you know.
Yeah.
Making it all make sense for you mm-hmm. and whatever that looks like.
And I hear that too about missing assignments, and the first thing, of course, is, well, did you reach out to your professor? And a lot of students are hesitant because not sure what to even start the message with. So then we talk about it. Hello, so and so, I missed this exam or these homework assignments. Is it possible to get an extension? And sometimes we'll do it in session, and 9 times out of 10, the professor will give a positive response, whether it's a yes or a no, or probably a no, but they talk about extra credit opportunities that they can make up. But you'll never know unless you ask. Like mm-hmm. you said, the worst thing they could say is no.
Right.
And then the next worst thing would be you have to retake the class if you're at a point of failing. And I think that scares a lot of us to even think about failing and it being you know, labeled on us as, but if you fail a class, it doesn't make you a failure. But the good thing is that you can retake classes, and, you know, people are very understanding, and sometimes you need, you know, other opportunities, and we need to learn what works for us and what doesn't.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So it takes time and trial and error.
And that brings me to, we do offer academic U-turn here.
Mm-hmm. That's
and
right.
That's a very useful workshop that you all can take and be a part of. It's 3 to 5 sessions,
mm-hmm.
Depending on how you structure it. And you can. It's very helpful. You can learn some tools, some study habits, what you may struggle in, help me out.
Yeah, time management. I actually did the U-turn program back in my day. When I first came back, I did the U-turn program. I was on academic probation. I didn't know what the heck I was doing, but I had some great advisors. They guided me, and through here at Student Health and Wellness, I did the program. And yeah, fast forward, I think it really, really helped me, and it helps a lot of students too.
You think, Miss, I'm getting my doctorate degree? What?
Yeah, it did, and I'm very thankful, and that we're able to do that here for many, many students. So even if you're not on academic probation, you can still take advantage of this program that we have. Like Terry said, 3 to 5 sessions. You get to learn about yourself more. And then if you're unsure about counseling as it is, then you can decide, hey, I think I like this counseling thing, and I'll continue to do sessions. So
let's pivot a little bit and talk about going home.
Oh, yeah.
Dun, dun, dun. You know, this sometimes is a hard time for a lot of students. You know, like we talked about previously, a lot of them don't want to say no to going home, or it's hard when they are at home, and sometimes it's easier just being here. So what gems do you have for them?
Well, I don't know if they're gems, but I do say that, you know, it's okay to say no if you need to, or maybe not right now. But I've never had to experience going home in terms of, like, I live here. I've always been here at A&M Kingsville. But even, like, as coming into adulthood and still going through school, there are some things that I have to say, okay, I can't do traditional every year, because traditionally I'm not doing things traditional anymore. I'm a full-time worker. I've worked full-time. I'm a full-time mom, a single mom. So a lot of things I do already aren't traditional, so I need to give myself grace and say it doesn't always have to look a specific way every year. So for students, when they're struggling with the idea of they need to go home because of family expectations or the pressure, it can be really overwhelming for them. So, I mean, I can't tell them what to do, but kind of just guiding them and saying, hey, like, what do you need right now? And what would it look like if you went? What would it look like if you stayed? And kind of,
weighing those options.
Yeah, weighing those options. The pros and cons. I always do that.
Yeah.
Let's weigh the pros and cons.
For me, it was a little different. I was about 45 minutes away from home. And so I would bum a ride before I got a car. And then when I got a car, I would wait to the very last minute and go home. It just, you know, for me, it wasn't like, oh, home is so bad. It was more so the pressure of having to see everyone. And my school is a little different. We had quarter system, so we were on quarter break. So it was a little longer than, you know, you all's Thanksgiving break. But it just still felt like a lot, you know. And, you know, I did what worked for me. And I was still able to see, I didn't see all my family, but I saw some of them. And I mean, I was going back home for Christmas. So, you know, then I was able to see them then.
Yeah.
So, you know, just split it up. I see some for Thanksgiving. I see some for December, and I still have time for myself.
Yeah.
So, you know, that's the good part.
That's great.
And while we're at it, let's talk a little bit about TELUS.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, while you're, you know, let's say that you do go and you're not too sure how to set those boundaries or how to say no quite yet, that's okay. I think a lot of it, every semester, you have to acknowledge that every semester is different, every load is different. So let's say you do go home, or you stay on campus, or you live here in town during the break. We will be closed here at Student Health and Wellness, but you can utilize the TELUS Mental Health Student Support app and talk to a counselor 24/7. In our monthly newsletter, we kind of included a clip of some really cool readings about home for the holidays and holiday tricks, and it kind of gives you some information there too. So check it out, guys. The TELUS app is there for you 24/7, so don't forget to download.
And last but not least, our lovely Care Closet. Please utilize it. They have free food for you all, and it's open until Wednesday at noon. That is November 25th.
Yes, 26th. It'll be, if you're listening today, it's 26th. Tuesday, it'll be tomorrow.
Yes.
Yes, so they're at Sam 4 Hall, room 102, and they're open until 12 o'clock on Wednesday, the day before Thanksgiving.
Well, thanks for listening to our chat today. And this is Counselor Corner. And we're here to help you
grow, heal, and thrive. Take care of yourselves, Javelinas. We'll see you next time.
Happy holidays. Okay. We were only over 28 seconds, which we might can make work.
Yeah. Cool. Okay. Yay. Oh, we're still...